Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's Dr. Judith Glazer's 9th anniversary, I should say, with us. Judy, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. You too, for both of us.
You know what your gift is, right, on the 9th anniversary? You know what the gift is?
No.
It's an email.
An email?
Yeah. So you've already gotten it. You got it yesterday. So I hope you enjoyed it. We wrapped it up nice for you.
Aww.
Let's do 9 more. Somebody asked me when I was going to retire. I said, come to my funeral. And so Barbara Weltman and I, in the last hour, she was with me, and she says, I feel the same way. We're about the same age. And she said, we're not going to have a funeral. We're going to have a celebration, right? We're going to have a retirement celebration. That's what we're going to do. Have a retirement party when we die. So, okay.
Things have changed a lot, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, look at what you've done in 9 years. Look at all you've accomplished. You've become an international personality and expert on the conversation intelligence front and other areas. You've been to China. Go ahead.
China. We have 9 creating institutes now around the world.
I just
talked to Australia this morning.
And none of those before you were on my show. So look,
no,
I mean,
you still made it.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
Can I share a story about the most amazing thing that happened from Australia? Do we have time for that?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I got a call from someone who heard me on the radio and liked your show, and she said, "I think you can help me."
Somebody from Australia, you heard you on my show.
Yeah, on your show.
Okay, good. I tell people all the time that people are listening all over the world. I don't know if they believe me or not. Go ahead.
No, but let's say this is the one. And she said, I have a daughter of 15, and something's wrong in the way we communicate with each other. And we had her to doctors, and nobody can figure it out. Somebody said she might be on the autistic spectrum, but she said, I have a gut instinct that you could help. And so she went on and on for 15 minutes telling me she personally was a Harvard graduate from the Kennedy School. This is the woman, Yvonne, who was talking to me. And she was tough. I could hear it. And she was very strong-willed. And I could hear the energy in her. You and I talk about energy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of 15 minutes, I said, look, this is my intuition speaking. I said, I feel the power of your energy. I feel how strong you are about a lot of things. I said, this is your only daughter, isn't it? She said, yes. I said, your daughter is trying to connect with you, your whole role model. And your power is overpowering her. And it's closing her down, and she hasn't figured out the pattern of interaction, the interaction dynamics that are healthy with you, and that's influencing her whole life. The woman almost had tears, she said, rolling. She said, I feel something in my gut that is speaking to what you're talking about. I said, do me a favor, practice 3 things from conversational intelligence. And that's all you need to do in your next conversation, then call me and tell me what happens. I said, listen to connect, not to judge or reject.
Say that again.
Listen to connect, not judge or reject. Because human beings feel when there's this pure love that comes from another person, an acceptance, a belief that they can be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we feel the judging, we pull back, or we become ultra strong, like you and I talk about, where somebody's ego gets in the way, or we need to be dominant, because human beings just want to be received for who they are. And I said, so listen to connect, and then ask her questions for which you don't have answers, not questions where you're probing her brain for why she does things, or just questions like, what were you thinking about this morning, Nadia? I could see a beautiful look on your face. These are questions that bring people out, not push them back in. And I said, just allow her the time to speak and don't judge it. And she called me after her conversation. She said, I can't thank you enough. This was the best conversation I've ever had with my daughter.
Wow.
It didn't end there, Jim. She flew here with her daughter. She flew here with her daughter and her husband to meet in person in order for her to observe
how old is her daughter?
Her daughter's 15.
Yeah.
They had moved to a farm because they didn't think that their daughter was communicating well with people, and so she was with horses and sheep. And when her daughter spent the day in New York City, she said to her mother, she sat up here in my apartment, I saw her do it, and she said, I want to move to New York City. And so, well, the end of the story is that she is now opening up a Creating the Institute for us in Australia.
Wow.
This is the wisdom that we need to know now in this time.
Well, and the thing is, there's never been a time, in my opinion, and folks, I've been around a long time. You've probably seen my gray hair if you've been to my website. There's never been a time in demographically, technologically, societally, politically. There's never been a time when this kind of understanding of how we connect with each other is more needed, Judy. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, look at what we talk about all the time on the show here. How many different generations are in the workplace? And the generations today are so much more different than past generations were from each other. We're politically, we're polarized.
Right.
So many other issues that are going on. You know, there's a question about whether racially we've made any progress in the last 50 years. All that, as long as those things are being debated, we've got to be able to connect with each other better.
Yep. And can I give you an exercise for everybody to practice?
Yep. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
I can do it in 30 seconds.
Okay.
With people that are in your workplace, that are new, that you're inviting in, sit down and talk to them about things you have in common, because there's a place in the brain that activates when we have things in common that pulls us towards each other and produces more oxytocin, which is the hormone we need to connect with other people. We tend to talk about what people don't have in common rather than what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's called the rostromedial prefrontal cortex. It's called the like me, not like me part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we start to warm up to people and find out how much we have in common, it makes collaboration and co-creation and getting to know people so much easier.
Well said, Judy. I need your website, please.
www.creatingwe.com.
Creatingwe.com.
Yes.
So folks, check it out. The books are there too. Judy and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.